In our gospel today, we see Psalm 69 quoted, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The question we should ask ourselves as Catholics, for what are we zealous? Is it our job? Is it our family? Is it our hobby or our recreation? Whatever that we are zealous about, why are we not zealous about the spiritual life? By and large, as Catholics, we're not. In fact, I think there are many who consider the spiritual life foolish. They're like the Gentiles in the second reading who considered the crucifixion of our Lord as foolishness. Maybe we consider the spiritual life boring. Maybe we're not zealous about it because we think it's a boring thing. There's no attraction to it. Maybe we're not zealous because we think it's out of touch, that our spiritual life, as we understand it as Catholics, doesn't fit with modern sensibilities. We've grown beyond the need of it as human beings. Maybe we consider the spiritual life too demanding. Maybe it requires too much effort from us to be spiritual. We would much rather just drift along, just kind of float along through life and not worry about the spiritual life. Maybe we consider the spiritual life something for others. Oh, it's not for me. It's for them over there. I think this is the most dangerous position to have because it's a position of complacency. I'm okay just as I am. I don't need the spiritual life. Of course, there are any other number of reasons, excuses, if you will. But as St. Paul says, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." Now, the spiritual life may be viewed as foolish by human standards, but through the spiritual life, we get in touch with Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Now, I think the spiritual life is misunderstood in our world today. The spiritual life is not merely an emotional attraction to the things of God. The spiritual life is not only doing the right things to get to heaven. The spiritual life is uniting our lives to God, desiring to enter into that perfect union, realizing that all that we've been given and all that we are is a gift from God, and giving it back to Him. That's the spiritual life. And if we understand the spiritual life that way, then we understand that the commandments which God gave us, the Ten Commandments, and the commandments which our Lord gave us, are what's best for us. They're instructions for helping us live our lives the best that we can. They're not an arbitrary set of rules. They're not something God just made up. So let's focus on a couple of these commandments today. Of course, you could do homilies on every single one of these commandments, full homilies on each one of them. But I just want to pick two of them out to focus on. Let's look at the first one. "You shall not have other gods besides me." Nothing in this world should come between us and God. That's what it means to live the spiritual life. To tie into that, keep holy the Sabbath day. We need a day of rest from work. We need to have time dedicated for the worship of God, to live the spiritual life, time dedicated for that life. That's why we have a Sunday Mass obligation, not to force people to come to Mass, but because it's the best for us each week to come here to worship God. Now, this all seems foolish to the world. It might even seem foolish to some of those who are listening to my voice right now. But it would be better to be foolish in the world and wise in the ways of God than foolish in God and wise in the world.